Daniel back to play the organ.
我们看到大乖回来给我们弹风琴，真好。
I miss that.
我很想念他。
We need to get some more organists here.
我们也需要更多的人会弹风琴。
I have it turned on, but there is no light.
这个麦克好像没有。
Is it working?
没有灯。
Okay.
It's working.
All right. This is Palm Sunday.
今天是棕榈日，棕树节。
But I'm not going to talk to you about Palm Sunday.
但是今天我们要谈的不是棕树节。
Instead, I want to move to Thursday night and Friday morning later this week.
我想要到这个星期的星期四跟星期五，就这个星期的星期四、星期五也是特别的日子。
And I'm going to talk about some of the events that happened at that time.
我想要谈谈星期四、星期五那两天，就是耶稣当年受难的时候发生的事情。
Have you ever done something and looking back, you said, "If only I had not done that."
你有没有曾经有这样的时候，你回想过去做过的一件什么事，你说，哎呀，我当初要不这么做就好了。
Maybe a little thing.
说不定是很小的一件事。
Maybe you ate 2 pieces of cake for dessert.
说不定那天吃甜食的时候，你吃了两片蛋糕。
And then you step on the scale.
然后你就站在这个秤上去称一下。
And you say, "If only I had eaten carrots instead of carrot cake."
所以你就问自己这样，哎呀，我刚才要吃的是胡萝卜，不是胡萝卜蛋糕就好了。
But maybe bigger things.
也许是大一点的事情。
You say something and you say, "Oh, if only I could take back those words."
你说了一些什么话，然后说，哎呀，真是，我要是能把这些话收回来就好了。
If only I had not taken that first path towards sin.
或者我要是没有从走那踏出那个走向罪恶的第一步就好了。
It seems to me that two of the saddest words are, "If only."
我觉得呀，这世界上最悲惨的、这最惨的两个字就是，如果能。如果是不这样就好了。
I visited with a man named Thomas.
我去曾经探访过一个叫 Thomas 的人。
For you who think I am very, very old, not the one in the Bible.
你们中间可能有的人觉得我已经很老了，但我说的 Thomas 可不是圣经里的那个多马，我没那么老。
He was starting a 9-year prison sentence.
他在监狱里已经被判了九年。
I was visiting with him after he had been there a year.
他大概坐监一年之后我去看他。
And I said, "What is the worst thing about being in prison?"
所以我问他，我说你在监狱里最糟的事情是什么？
I thought he would talk about the bad food.
我想他说不定说这个食物太糟糕了。
How unkind the guards could be.
那些狱卒都不好，都对我们都很凶。
But he said, "The very worst thing about prison is this."
他说实际上在监狱里坐着这最糟糕的是这样的。
Every day I sat here with hours.To regret and think, if only I had done differently.
他说每一天就花几个小时的时间坐在这儿就后悔，说我当初要是不那么做，那该多好。
Some of you may have lived many years with regret.
我们中间有些人也许很多年来都是生活在懊悔之中。
Maybe a long-term pattern of sin.
说不定我们是有一个罪，我们始终也克服不了。
Maybe a one-time failure.
又或者也许是我们有一次犯了一个错误，失败了。
Maybe a broken relationship.
又或者是一个破碎的关系。
Maybe a conversation that you would do anything if you could erase it.
又或者是一个对话，可能跟某人的一个对话，你恨不得就付上一切代价，把那句话要能够抹掉就好了。
But you live with regret.
所以你在这种懊悔之中生活。
Over and over, you say, "If only, if only."
一次又一次，你跟自己讲，哎呀，如果当初不这样多好。
Maybe you've repented and you've been forgiven.
说不定你悔改了，而且你也得到了赦免。
But Satan still comes to your mind.
但是撒旦还是在你的头脑里头做工。
And he says, "No one will ever trust you."
所以撒旦就跟你讲，没人会再信任你了。
That relationship can never be mended.
那个关系也不可能再修复了。
God can never use you.
神也不可能再用你了。
And so you have repented, but you are still controlled by your past.
你已经悔改了，但是你仍又被你的过去所控制。
We often speak about the lasting impact of sin.
我们常常讲到这个罪的这个作用是可以无远弗届，可以延伸的很久。
And we must never minimize that.
但是我们不要把这个罪的作用能够给它缩小。实际上罪的这个影响是很大的。
But we also must never minimize the power of God's grace to change our lives.
但是同样，我们也不能缩小神的这个恩典。神的恩典真是可以改变我们的生命。
Yes, sin is costly.
的确，这个罪的代价是巨大的。
But God's grace is so much more abundant.
但是神的恩典是更加的丰富。
And so this morning, I want to look at two characters from the Easter story.
所以我今天啊，想要拿出来这个复活节故事里边两个角色来跟大家分析。
Who show us two different ways to deal with those if onlys in our life.
他们就给我们显示了两条路，就是当我们生活之中有让我们后悔的事情的时候，我们应该怎样选择。
One is the path of remorse.
一条路就是悔恨的路。
The other is the path of repentance.
另外一条路就是悔改的路。
Paul wrote this in 2 Corinthians 7.
保罗在哥林多后书七章十节这样写。
For godly sorrow produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret.
因为依着神的意思忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来以致得救。
But worldly grief produces death.
但是世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Paul says there's two ways we can respond to our sin and our failure.
保罗说这世上有两条路可以让我们对我们的罪和我们的这个过去的失败做出反应。
There is what he calls worldly grief. I am calling remorse.
一个就是世俗的忧愁也就是我们说的悔恨。
It says, I'm sorry I did that.
他说哎呀我真的觉得很抱歉我
这么做。I'm sorry for all the pain.
我很抱歉我造成了这么多的。
But it doesn't see God's grace.
但是他没有看到神的恩典。
And Paul says it leads to death.
保罗说这世俗的忧愁叫人死。
But he says there is a repentance, what he calls a godly sorrow.
但是他也提到这个悔改是叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
That responds to God's grace and leads to salvation and life.
就是对神的恩典做出反应然后呢可以走向永生可以得救。
Thursday night of this week of Holy Week.
在这个圣周这个星期的星期四晚上我们想一想耶稣当年的事情。
Judas betrays Jesus.
犹大出卖了耶稣。
The next morning, they condemn him to death early in the morning.
然后在星期五的早上，他们就把耶稣钉了十字架。
And Judas sees that Jesus is condemned.
然后这个犹大就看到耶稣是被钉上十字架了。
And Matthew says he changed his mind.
马太福音说他改变了他的想法。
He brought back the 30 pieces of silver and he brings them to the priest and he says, I have sinned.
他拿了那30块钱就是卖耶稣的钱他拿回去给祭司长和长老说我犯了罪了。
If only I had done different, he is thinking.
他说哎呀如果我当初没这么做多好。
And they say, what is that to us?
他说那跟我们有什么相干呢？
And he throws down the pieces of silver.
然后犹大就把那钱丢在圣殿里。
He goes out and he hanged himself.
他出去就把自己就上吊死了。
I believe Judas is really sorry for what he did.
我相信犹大对他所做的事是真正的感到抱歉。
He remembers how Jesus has treated him with love.
他一定想起来耶稣当年是怎样用爱来对待他。
And he thinks, how could I have done this?
他就问他自己，我怎么能做这样的事呢？我怎么做了这样的事？
He looks back to a man who truly loved him.
他回头想想，这耶稣是这样的爱我。
He looks back to his horrible sin of betraying Jesus.
他想想看，我居然这样出卖了他。
And then he looks ahead.
然后他就往前看。
And all he can see is a lifetime of regrets and if only.
他看到前面的路上就是一辈子都在懊悔之中生活看不到希望。
He can weep, but it won't bring Jesus back.
他可以放声哭痛哭但是他也不可能把耶稣再带回来。
He can throw the money at the feet of the chief priest, but it won't bring Jesus back.
他也可以把那些钱丢在这个大祭司的脚下但是他也不能把耶稣再带回来。
There is no hope for anything except a lifetime of regret.
他在往前看他在人生之中他看不到什么希望他看到的只是懊悔。
And in his despair,
所以在他这种绝望之下,
he says, I would rather die as a suicide than live with my if onlys.
这个犹大就说我宁可自杀我也不在懊悔之中再去生活了。
You see, some of us have lived with that kind of remorse.
我们中间可能也有人是像犹大这样带着悔恨在生活。
We live as a prisoner to our past.
我们就生活在我们过去的这个牢笼里，好像是一个囚犯一样。
You look and you say, I have fallen to that sin over and over in the past, and I know that I will continue to fall in the future.
你回头看说, 我曾经在这个上面犯罪, 已经一次又一次的犯罪, 我以后也肯定会, 还会一次又一次犯罪。
You say, I have hurt my family in the past, and I know I will hurt them in the future.
你说我过去曾经伤害我的家人, 我以后还会继续的伤害他们。
I have failed before, and I will fail again.
我以前失败过, 我以后也会失败。
And you are a prisoner to your past.
你成为你过去的囚犯。
You walk around carrying the heavy burden of yesterday on your shoulders.
你每天出门的时候, 你都感觉肩上背负着重担, 就是你的过去重重地压在你身上。
And Paul says that kind of sorrow is destructive. It leads to death.
保罗说这种世俗的忧愁是非常有破坏性, 会让你死。
In the case of Judas, it leads to physical death.
我们看到犹大, 他就是在身体上的死亡。
In the case of Cain, it leads to spiritual death.
但在该隐的这个例子上, 我们看到是灵里的死亡。
Cain murders his brother.
该隐就谋杀他的弟弟。
And then he's unable to face his sin, and it says he went out from the presence of the Lord.
他无法面对他罪的后果, 所以他就圣经上说, 他就离开了主, 他不愿意再见主的面。
He runs from God's presence, and he is spiritually dead.
他从主的面前跑, 逃跑了, 这样他就在灵里进行死亡。
But there's another disciple who fails Jesus on the night of his arrest.
在那个星期四晚上, 耶稣被捕的那夜, 还有一个门徒也犯了,
Judas betrayed Jesus.
我们知道犹大是出卖了主。
Now Jesus is arrested.
然后耶稣就被抓起来了。
Peter is sitting outside in the courtyard.
彼得在院子里跟别人坐在一起。
And a servant girl comes up to him and says, I've seen you with Jesus.
一个使女就过来说, 嘿,我看到你跟耶稣在一起啊。
Peter says, I don't know what you mean.
彼得说,我怎么,那我不知道你在说什么。
Another girl says, I've seen you. This man was with Jesus.
另一个女孩子也是说, 我见到你的, 你就是跟他在一起的。
And he denies it with an oath. I do not know the man.
耶稣, 这个彼得就在这发誓诅咒, 说, 我不认识那个人。
After a while, a bystander comes up and says, You are one of them. I can recognize your accent.
结果待会儿又有人过来讲, 我认得出你的口音, 你是跟他在一起的。
And he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know the man.
这个彼得这时候就跺着脚诅咒发誓, 我不认识那个人。
And the rooster crowed.
然后公鸡早上的鸡打鸣, 鸡叫。
And Peter remembered what Jesus had said.
彼得就想起主耶稣曾经对他说的话。
And he went out and wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
Now think about Peter.
你想一想彼得。
Like Judas, he faces a lifetime of regret.
他跟这个犹大实际上是一样的, 他要是想一想, 他可能一辈子都会在懊悔中生活。
Like Judas, Peter looks back and he says, Jesus truly loved me and now I have denied him.
就像犹大一样, 彼得也可以回想说, 耶稣当年, 他是多么的爱我, 可我居然是否认他, 不认他。
But here the story takes a new path.
但是这个故事在这儿有了个转折。
Judas feels remorse and goes out and hangs himself.
我们知道犹大是充满悔恨, 所以他出去上吊死了。But
Peter shows us the path of repentance.
但是彼得给我们显示的是悔改的路。Because
he looks to his past and he weeps.
因为他回头看看他走过的路, 他痛哭。But
there is a heart that comes to a place of repentance.
但是他的心是走向悔改。You
see, Paul said, Godly sorrow produces repentance.
因为保罗是这么说, 他说, 依着神的意思, 忧愁, 就生出没有后悔的懊悔来, 以致得救。
That leads to salvation.
会让我们得救。
When Paul writes that, I know he is remembering his own story.
我相信保罗在写这段, 哥林多后书7章10节的时候, 他是想到他自己的个人的经验。
Because Paul had been an enemy of the church.
我们知道保罗曾经是教会的敌人。
Paul had watched while they murdered Stephen, and it says he was approving of the death.
保罗曾经看着斯蒂凡被人用石头砸死, 他也喜悦斯蒂凡被害。
He is the man who is arresting the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus.
而且保罗到处去抓这个基督徒男女下的监理,残害教会。
But as he's headed to Damascus with arrest warrants, he meets Jesus. And his entire life is changed. In Timothy, he will write this, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was an opponent.
在提摩太前书一章十三节，保罗说：“我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。
”But I received mercy.
然而我还蒙了怜悯。
And then he tells us the difference. He shows us the difference between remorse and repentance.
然后他告诉我们悔恨跟悔改的区别。
And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me.
他说因为神的恩典已经满溢。
The difference between remorse and repentance is how we respond to God's grace that is poured into our life.
悔恨跟悔改的区别就在于我们对神的恩典做出何种反应。
Because of grace.
因着神的恩典。
Saul is transformed into Paul.
保罗被更新，扫罗的名字，扫罗被更新成为保罗。
A man who blasphemed the gospel becomes an apostle of the gospel.
他过去亵渎神，现在他居然成了神的使徒。
And over and over in his letters, Paul is going to rejoice that repentance changes our future.
一次又一次的，保罗在书信中就说到，他说这个我们悔改可以改变我们的未来。
Remorse leaves us a prisoner of our past.
悔恨只会让我们成为过去的囚犯。
But repentance frees our future.
但是悔改让我们的未来能够得到自由，在罪里。
Yes, we will still remember.
我们确实还会记得我们过去的错。
Yes, we will still have regrets.
我们还会有后悔的时候。
But we will now rejoice that we are no longer the person we were.
但是我们现在有了喜乐，因为我们不再是过去的老我了。
Paul will say we were servants of sin, but now we are made free.
保罗说我们过去是罪的奴仆，但现在我们从罪里得了释放。
He will say you were separated from Christ, but now you have been brought near.
他说你们过去与基督无关，但是现在你们跟他很近了。
He will say at one time you were darkness, but now you are light.
曾经你们是在黑暗之中，但现在你们在光明之中。
Repentance frees us from our past.To live in joyful obedience and victory.
所以悔改能够让我们从过去得释放，能够在我们充满着喜乐和盼望来过自己的生活。
Grace transforms our failures into God's success.
我们主的恩典可以把我们过去的失败变成主的成功。
Moses is chosen by God to lead Israel out of Egypt.
摩西是被主拣选来带领以色列人出埃及。
But he ruins his future.
但是他曾经也毁掉了他的前途。
He kills a man and is forced to spend 40 years hiding in the desert.
他杀了个人，所以他在这个沙漠里头，这个旷野里躲了40年。
40 years is a long time to say if only.
这40年期间，你想一想，他天天都在想，如果当初我不那么做多好。
In fact, he is so sure that his life is ruined.
他已经完全确信他的一生都被毁掉了。
That when God speaks to him out of the burning bush and says, I am calling you to bring Israel out of Egypt.
所以神在这个着火的荆棘中呼召他说我要呼召你去把以色列人带出埃及的时候。
Moses says, God, no, you're making a mistake. I'm not the right person.
摩西说主啊你弄错了我肯定不是你要找的人。
I'm a failure. I've already blown my future.
我是失败者我曾经把我的前途都毁掉了。
But even though you cannot undo your past.
但是即使你的过去不能改写。
God can redeem your past.
神可以救赎你的过去。
And so God changes Moses' failure into a success.
神把这个摩西过去的失败变为成功。
You see, God sends Moses to bring Israel out of Egypt.
所以神就派摩西去把以色列人带出旷野。
And as they are leaving Egypt, they're going to pass through a desert area.
他们离开埃及必须要经过一个旷野。
And if this was a class instead of Sunday morning, I would take time to ask you and show you on a map where that is.
如果这是我在讲一堂课，比如主日学的课，我可能会给你看地图，告诉你这个旷野在什么位置，我们大家一起研究一下。
Because listen to what happens.
因为听听看。
Moses has to bring Israel through the very desert area that he spent 40 years studying as he cares for the sheep.
因为那片旷野就是摩西当年放了40年羊的那片旷野，所以摩西对那片地方非常的熟悉。
He knows where every drop of water is in that
piece, 那片旷野里头哪一个泉眼有水，他都知道。
He knows every safe path and every danger.
他知道那个旷野里什么地方有危险，什么地方是安全的。
God transforms Moses' failure into a vehicle for His glory.
神改变了摩西，把他的失败就把它变成一个合用的器皿。
And I think the Bible doesn't tell us this.
我想这个圣经并没有这样说，但是我是这么认为。
But I think every night when Moses goes to bed,
我相信摩西每天晚上在床上的时候都这么想。
God says, you know, Moses, where you were walking today,
神说你今天是在这儿走。
You used to walk there and think, what a waste.
你过去也曾经这样放羊的时候这样走，你说哎呀，真是浪费。
But Moses, I am turning your failure into a success.
但是主说，摩西，我把你的失败变为成功。
And 3,000 years later,
但三千年以后，
God still says,
神仍旧这么说，
I am the God who takes broken lives,
我是把这个破碎的生命能够，
broken homes,
破碎的家庭，
broken marriages,
破碎的婚姻，
bodies that are broken by sin,
或者是被罪所破碎的身体，
people with no hope,
没有任何盼望的人，
people who brought their problems on themselves,
这些人把这些自己的问题都背在自己身上，
and I turn that brokenness,
我可以把这些破碎，
into something beautiful,
变成一些美好的东西。
Because it's not the size of your failure that determines whether or not you can recover,
因为不是你过去的这个罪的大小，犯的错误的大小来决定 你是不是能够恢复。
It's your response.
是你的反应，对神恩典的反应。
Your response to God's grace.
你对神恩典的反应决定。
There are two things I want you to see this morning.
有两样东西我希望大家注意。
There are some of you here who maybe have never repented.
我们中间有些人可能从来就没有悔改过。
And the reason you live with your if onlys,
你一直在你说，哎呀，如果我过去没这么做就好了。
Is because you are trying to fix your past.On your own.
因为你想要靠自己的力量把过去的犯的错给改正过来。
And you can't.
你做不到。
You can't undo it.
因为过去的已经发生了，你没法给它。
You are a prisoner to your sin and you cannot deliver yourself.
你是你罪的一个囚犯，你没法把自己解救出来。
Only God can change your future.
因为只有神能改变你的未来。
And so for some here, what I want to say to you this morning is,There must be, you must come to a place of genuine repentance.
所以我们中对我们中间的有些人，我想要说，我们必须要来到一个位置，能够真正的悔改。
That means you must come to a place of true confession.
我们必须要诚实的来承认认罪。
David prays, "Have mercy on me, O God."
大卫的祷告，我们也记得在诗篇里，大卫说。神啊，求你按你的
cleanse me from my sin.
按你的慈爱连续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
You see, as long as we excuse and justify ourselves, there's no repentance.
如果我们一直说我这么做是有原因的，给自己找理由的话，我们没法子悔改。
It is only when we say I have sinned.
只有当我们说我犯了罪。
Peter goes out and weeps.Bitterly.
我们记得彼得是听到鸡叫以后，他想起耶稣的话，他出门去痛哭。
The word weeping there is the same word that the Gospels use when it describes the weeping and wailing for someone who has died.
这个痛哭这个词啊，在圣经上实际上原文是非常重的一个词，就是人死了以后那种放声嚎哭的那种痛。
Peter recognizes the awfulness of what he has done.
因为彼得意识到他否认耶稣的这个行为实在是太过分了，他受不了。
And as long as you say,Well, what I did wasn't that bad.
如果你说我做的也没那么糟糕。
Other people do worse.
别人做的更糟啊。
I'm really a pretty good person.
我是挺好的一个人。
There will be no repentance.
这就没有悔改。
Repentance says, I am a sinner.
悔改是说我是个罪人。
And my sin led to Jesus' death on the cross.
我的罪导致耶稣被钉上十字架。
It is not small. It brought his death.
这不是一个小的罪，他让耶稣钉上了十字架。
Repentance requires confession.
悔改要求我们必须要真的是要认罪。
Repentance requires a complete change of direction in my life.
悔改也要求我们在生活之中必须我们对未来的路选择的方向会完全不一样。
It's more than just saying, "Okay, I'm sorry, I believe."
不仅仅是说啊，对不起，我现在相信你了。
It is saying, "I'm sorry."
而是说对不起。
I believe.
我相信
and I will allow that belief to change entirely the direction of my life.
我要允许这个相信，这个信靠能改变我生命的方向。
I will not continue to walk the same path I walked before.
我不会再像过去一样沿着那个方向走了。
When Saul comes to repentance, he is changed to Paul. His entire life is changed.
当保罗成为保罗以后，他的整个生命的方向全都改变。
If you have repented,
如果你曾经悔改,
you will abandon the sin that holds you captive.
你会抛弃那个把你当作作为囚犯的你的那个罪。
And then repentance requires the humility to accept God's forgiveness.
悔改也需要你有一颗谦卑的心，能够接受神对你的赦免。
I say humility for this reason.
我说为什么要说谦卑呢？是因为什么呢？
To accept forgiveness means that I admit and accept I was wrong.
因为接受神的这个原谅，实际上意味着我在承认说我接受我错。
There is nothing I can do to fix it.
我也没法子再做什么事能够把过去改变。
I don't deserve forgiveness.
我不配神原谅我。
But God is giving it freely.
但是神把这个原谅是白白的给你。
And I am completely dependent on that forgiveness.
所以我必须完全的信靠，完全的靠着这个原谅，这个赦免。
Now a lot of us are pretty self-reliant people.
我们中间很多人可能都是靠着自己走到今天。
You didn't get a good education by saying, well, you know, I'm not going to work very hard because there's not much I can do.
因为你不会说啊，我没有得到很好的教育，因为我也做不了什么嘛，我的条件就这样。
You're used to saying, here's the problem and I can fix it.
你一向都是说，这个问题在这儿，我就一定要解决它。
Here are the three steps, four steps, however many steps.
你看，这是我列了好了计划了，有四步要走，我就一步一步的去走，我要一定要做到。
But repentance requires the humility.
但是悔改是要求我们要谦卑下来。
To say.
我们要跟神说。
I can't fix it.
我没法改变，我自己做不到。
I can't solve it.
我也解决不了这个问题。
I can't design a flow chart that will go from my sin to repentance.
我也不能够画一个流程图说我这是我的罪，然后这边就是我悔改，我可以自己靠自己走。
I am dependent entirely.
我必须我没法做到。
On God's mercy.
我必须完完全全的依靠神的恩典。
Imagine Peter's shame.
想想 Peter.
Peter. As he leaves and he realizes what a terrible thing he has done.
想想看彼得心里头那种羞愧那种羞耻感当他离开这个教会当他耶稣被钉上十字架他心里头多么羞愧。
He knows I can never deserve God's forgiveness.
因为他知道我实在不配得神的原谅。
He must accept it humbly.
他必须要谦卑下来接受。
As a free and undeserved gift.
因为这个礼物是免白白得来的而且是他不配得的礼物。
And then I want to say that repentance requires faith in God's forgiveness.
而且这个悔改也是需要我们对神的这个原谅、神的赦免有信心。
Do I deserve it? No.
我配得这个赦免吗？不配。
But I must believe that in spite of the fact I don't deserve it, He freely gives it to me.
但是我们必须相信，尽管我不配得这个礼物，但是神白白的把赦免的礼物送给我。
If the reason this morning you are living with your regrets is because you have never repented,
如果今天早上你在想我一辈子在懊悔之中生活，我的原因是我从来没有悔改的话，
the good news this morning is you can be free of your guilt.
好消息就是你可以从你的这个过去的这个罪恶感之中得释放。
You can be free of your bondage.
你可以从这个锁链之中挣脱出来。
Through repentance.
你只要悔改。
But I want to talk to some others of you here.
我还想跟别的人谈一谈。
Because that's not your situation.
因为也许你不是这个状况。
You have repented.
你已经悔改了。
And in your head, you know that God has forgiven you.
在你头脑之中，你相信神已经原谅你了。
But somehow in your heart, that past still grabs a hold of you.
但是怎么不知道怎么回事，你的心里头仍然是你的过去仍然在控制着你。
You know God has forgiven you.
你知道神已经原谅你。
But Satan comes around and says,
但是撒旦人就跑过来跟你讲
No one will ever trust you again.
没人再相信你了。
You'll never get past that you did.
你过去做的事情你也永远不可能越过你事情总在那儿。
You realize there are other people who have never forgiven you and you just cannot imagine that God does.
你意识到说有些人永远不会原谅你你相信神也不会原谅你。
You can't forgive yourself and you can't imagine that God does.
你也不能原谅你自己所以你不相信神会原谅你。
But I want to tell you this morning
我想要告诉你
that God is far more forgiving than you or I.
神比你我比我们都更可以原谅你。
God is more forgiving than you can imagine.
神比你所想象的能心更有包容心，他更能够原谅你。
God sends Jeremiah to the house where a potter is making a vessel of clay.
在耶利米书，神让耶利米去到一个窑匠的家，看他在用粘土来做各样的器皿。
And the vessel is marred in the hand of the potter.
这个窑匠手里的一个器皿做坏了。
And so he breaks it down.
所以他就把这个粘土又揉起来，又重新做一个。
And God said to Jeremiah,
神就对耶利米说，
Tell my people this.
告诉我的子民，
Like clay in the hand of the potter.
就好像窑匠手里这块粘土。
You are like that in my hand.
他说我待你们岂不能照着窑匠弄泥吗？
You look at your past and you only see the failures.
你看看你的过去，你看到的都是失败。
You've repented and God has forgiven you.
你悔改了，神也原谅你了。
But you still can't imagine that God can ever do anything good with your life.
但是你仍然不相信说我现在的生命已经是这样了，神怎么能够用我的生命来做出有用的事情呢？
But Jeremiah says,
但是在耶利米书中，
that God took the clay,And he made another vessel.
神就拿这块泥又做了另外一个器皿。
As seemed good to the potter to make.
就是这个窑匠看着怎么好就怎么做。
You look at your past and you say, I've ruined my life. Things will never be the same.
你看看你的过去，你说我已经把我的一生都毁掉了。
I'll never be what God wanted me to be.
一切都已经毁掉，没有希望了。我也永远不可能。
The best I can hope for is Plan B or Plan C.
你说我这一辈子，我可能最好的结果，也许是另外一个计划 ，Plan B， 或者是另外一个什么计划。
You're not the first.
你不是第一个这样说的人。
Peter goes out and weeps bitterly and thinks Jesus will never want to see me again.
彼得出去痛哭，他在想耶稣肯定不愿意再见我了。
Paul wakes up and says, I've wasted my life persecuting the followers of Jesus who was the true Messiah.
保罗也是一样，他早上醒来可能在想，哎呀，我的那么多年我的生命都浪费了，我居然在那抓捕这个耶稣基督真正的弥赛亚的跟随者。
The memory of your past comes to you and says, you'll never be useful.
你过去的这些记忆回来跟你讲，你永远不可能再有用了。
But I want you to understand this morning
但是我想要你知道
that God wants to make you into a vessel that is far beyond anything you can imagine.
神想要把你塑造成为一个器皿，是你从来想象不到的。
God doesn't think in terms of plan A and plan B.
神是不会照着你说，或者是最好的计划、次好的计划这么去做。
Instead, in every situation,
而且在任何一种情况下，
No matter how badly you have blown it,
不管你把这个情况弄得多么糟糕，
God wants to accomplish His best.
神总是想要用照他的计划做到最好。
You see, He wants to bring forgiveness, but He also wants to free you from the shame of that past that ties you.
他想要你给你带来这个让原谅你带来赦免，但是同样他想要你从过去的罪中得到释放。
So many Christians.The shame of their past affects everything in their life today.
很多的基督徒都是在生活在对过去的所犯的罪、所犯的错的这种耻辱之中。
The shame of their past harms their marriage today.
他们过去的做的这些罪啊，这种羞耻感一直让他们影响他们的婚姻。
The shame of their past damages their relationships today.
也毁掉他们跟别人的关系。
The shame of their past.Limits their willingness to serve the church today.
就因着他们过去的罪，他们心中这种羞耻感，他们也不愿意在教会做更多的服事。
But you see, the cross was the most shameful death.
但是我们看到，在十字架上被钉死，是你可以想象的最让人羞耻的一种。
And on the cross, Jesus took not just our guilt, but He took our shame.On himself.
耶稣在这个十字架上不只是把我们的这个罪带走了，他还同时把我们的这种羞耻感、羞辱都带在他身上。
He was stripped naked and exposed to public shame for us.
因为被钉在十字架上的人都是赤身裸体，就这样暴露在众人面前。
So that you can be clothed with his righteousness.
就是因为他这样做，我们才能够披上义的外衣。
He took on our sin so that you can be restored to God's beautiful image.
他把我们的这个罪给带走了，所以我们才能够回到最初神造我们有神的形象。
So that you do not have to live with that shame.
所以你不需要带着这种羞耻感去生活。
Because of God's grace,
就是因为神的恩典。
Your past does not have to determine your future.
因着神的恩典，你的过去不必要，不需要来决定你的未来。
I sat with Thomas in that prison.
在那个监狱里，我跟 Thomas 坐在一起。
I listened as he talked about his regrets of this choice and this choice and this choice and this choice.
他一直跟我讲他对过去他做的这个选择这个选择有多么的后悔。
I listened as he said, when I get out of prison,
他在那说的当我有一天我九年坐满了我要 出去离开监狱的时候
I'll be 40 years old.
我就40岁了。
My children will be grown.
我的孩子们也都长大了。
My life, there's nothing left.
我的生命还有什么意义什么也没有了。
And I reminded him what the prophet Joel said.
我就跟他读着约珥书的分享约珥书中的一段。
If you will turn to me, Joel says.
约珥书中神这么说，如果你们转向我。
I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten.
蝗虫那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。
You will eat in plenty and be satisfied.
你们必多吃而得饱足。
And my people will never again. Be put to shame.
我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。
Your past does not have to determine your future.
你的过去不必要来决定你的未来。
David failed miserably.
我们知道大卫也曾经失败，而且失败得非常惨。
But his son Solomon becomes part of the messianic line.
但是我们看到他跟八十八通奸所生的这个儿子所罗门，这后来居然是成为什么呢？不是通奸生的儿子，是后来所生的儿子。所罗门成为弥赛亚的家谱中的一位。
Peter denies Jesus. What a terrible failure!
彼得否认耶稣，这也是非常糟糕的一个失败。
But 50 days later,
但是五十天之后
he's going to stand and preach at Pentecost.
他就在五旬节给众人在众人面前讲道。
And 3,000 people are going to be converted.
三千人受洗。
Jacob fails. His name means cheater.
雅各，我们知道雅各这个名字的意思就是欺骗者。
But God changes his name to Israel, a name that means a prince with God.
但是神把他的这个雅各的名字改成以色列，就代表这个意思是神的一个王子。
Your past does not have to determine your future.
你的过去不需要，不也不应该能够决定你的将来。
Because God's grace is bigger than any regrets that you have.
因为神的恩典比你所有的懊悔都要更大。
Thursday night, Peter denies Jesus.
星期四的晚上，彼得否认。
But I want you to see one more scene.
彼得否认耶稣，但是我想要大家再看一看另外一段。
He goes out, he weeps.
我们知道，彼得出去就痛哭。
All that weekend, the disciples are heartbroken.
那个整个周末，因为耶稣在十字架上，这些跟从者都心碎了。
But the worst is Simon Peter.
但是这里头最糟糕的这状况最糟的就是
He berates himself.
彼得就一直在那
He's dead, and the last thing I did was to deny him.
一直在那斥责他自己，他说耶稣这样钉在十字架上死了，在十字架上他居然看到我否认他，他知道我否认他，他死之前他知道。
Jesus went to the cross knowing that I had turned against him at the end.
所以你看耶稣在走在十字架最后一件事他居然知道我居然是否认了他。
Peter is heartbroken.
彼得的心真是碎了。
Sunday morning.
到了星期天早上。
Peter hears about an empty tomb.
彼得听说坟墓是空的。
He runs to the grave and he finds the grave is empty.
所以彼得就朝着那个坟墓跑他过去发现这坟墓果然是空的。
He's excited.
他是非常激动非常高兴。
But I suspect there's also some fear and regret.
我相信他在高兴之余他心里头可能还是有一丝恐惧他也会有后悔。
He thinks, this is wonderful.
他想这实在太棒了。
But Jesus isn't going to want to see me.
但是耶稣肯定不愿再见我了呀。
I denied him.
我否认他。
He's never going to forget that.
他永远不会忘记的。
Mark chapter 16.
但是我们知道在马可福音第16章。
I said to you that if only are two of the saddest words I know.
我跟你说过就是在圣经上我就是英文里边 if only, 实际上就我们说的我要不做这个就好了。这是我认为是英文这词中最悲惨的两个词。
But let me show you two of my favorite words in the Bible.
但是在圣经上也有两个字眼是我最喜欢的两个字眼我跟大家分享一下。马可福音16章7节。
It's Sunday.
是星期天周日。
Mary Magdalene and others come to the tomb.
是玛利亚他们都到了坟门坟和门徒到了坟墓那里。
An angel is there.
天使在那里。
And says,
跟他说
，Go tell his disciples.
去告诉他的门徒。
And then I want you to hear these two words.
我特别要你记住这两个字眼。
And Peter.
和彼得。
That he will meet you in Galilee.
他要在加利利，他要在你们以先往加利利去。
Go tell his disciples and Peter.
告诉他的门徒和彼得，主特别强调和彼得。
You see, the Gospel of Mark is the memories from Peter's life.
我们知道这个马可福音实际上是彼得的回忆，彼得回忆录。
John Mark was with Peter at the end of his life.
因为在彼得在死之前，约翰马可是跟他在一起的。
And he wrote down Peter's memories.
所以马可就写下了彼得的回忆。
And I can see Peter as an old man who's going to soon die as a martyr.
我可以想象彼得当时已经是个很老的人了，他很快就会殉道而死。
And he begins to tell John Mark about that first Easter morning.
他就开始跟马可讲当年的第一个复活节的早上是发生了。
He tells about the women coming to the tomb and the angel there.
他告诉这个马可当时是去妇女们来到坟墓前发现一个天使在那。
And the angel saying, go tell his disciples.
但天使跟他讲去告诉他的门徒。
Then I think Peter begins to cry again.
我相信彼得这时候肯定是又流泪了。
As he says,
因为他说,
and Peter.
和彼得,
Mark, don't leave that out.
他说, 肯定跟马可讲, 马可,
write it down, don't forget.
你可千万别忘了, 一定要写上, 和,
After I had denied him,
和彼得, 因为我已经否认了主,
the angel said, Jesus wants to meet his disciples.
天使说, 耶稣想要见他的门徒,
and make sure,
而且要一定确认, 确认,
make sure Peter is there.
你要写彼得, 主是说一定要保证彼得在那。
And those two words,
这两个字和彼得
transform Peter's life.
改变了彼得的生命。
He will become a leader in the church.
彼得就成为教会的主使，教会的领袖。
He will preach at Pentecost.
在五旬节向众人做见证。
He will travel through the Roman Empire proclaiming the gospel.
彼得在罗马帝国各处去巡回讲道。
Because God's grace is bigger than our regrets.
因为神的恩典深，要比我们的悔改要大得多。
I want to do something this morning that I don't think is a tradition here.
我想我今天要做一点不太那么传统的事情。
And I didn't get permission, so I may get fired.
我也没有通过长执会的同意，所以说不定他们要把我给解雇了。
But I want to ask you to stand.
但是我请大家都站起来。
There may be people here who you've never repented.
所以说不定这里我们有些中间有些人可能从来就没有悔改过。
You know you belong in that first group.
你我相信我刚才说到有两部分人，有的已经悔改，有的没有悔改。你可能是属于没有悔改的那个。
Over and over, you've said, "I wish I had it done that."
一次又一次，你跟自己说，我真希望我当初没有这么做。
I'm so sorry.
我实在很抱歉。
But you've never really come to a point of saying, "God, I can't solve this myself."
但是你从来没有到一个地步跟就跟神说，神啊，我自己实在是解决不了自己的问题。
This morning, I want to invite you to step forward.
我今天请你往前走。
And to say, God, this morning, I repent.
你跟神说，神啊，今天早上我悔改。
I'm not going to try to solve my problems on my own anymore.
我不再靠着自己来试图解决问题了。
I'm not going to try to solve my sin in my own power.
我也不靠着我自己的力量来解决我罪的问题。
God, this morning.
主啊。
I come to you to say,
今天早上我来到你的面前跟你说主
I am a sinner.
我是个罪人
And the only deliverance is through repentance.
唯一的解救就是悔改
This morning I just want to invite you, if that is you, to just step forward and
just
stand here, we're going to have prayer.
你是这种状况，那么请你往前走，请你走
到台前。To say, God,
你跟神说
I repent.
我悔改
And I ask your grace in my life.
我也希望主你在我的生命中做工。
Is there anyone who needs?
主，我需要你的恩典。如果有人想要说我主啊，我跟你悔改，请你走到前面来。
I also want to invite you who may be already forgiven.
我也想要邀请那些觉得自己已经悔改的人。
Maybe you've been forgiven.
也许你已经被原谅。
But time after time,
但是一次又一次的,
you come back to your past.
你又回到你的过去,
and you can't get free of it.
你无法从过去中挣脱出来。
Over and over, Satan comes to you at night and says,
一次又一次的, 撒旦在晚上来到你的头脑里,
you were baptized.
你已经受过洗了。
You're a Christian.
你是个基督徒。
Do you really think anyone has ever forgotten what you did?
但是你知道吗？人家没法忘你过去做过的事情。
You haven't forgotten. You know who you are.
你知道你是谁。
This morning, I want to invite you to come forward.
我也请你到前面来。
Not because you need to repent again.
不是因为你需要再次悔改。
But so that you can say to Satan tonight.
而是你可以跟撒旦说。
When he shows up.
当撒旦出现在你的头脑中的时候。
You can say, Satan.
你跟他说撒旦。
Palm Sunday 2018.
在2018年的棕树节。
I got rid of my past.
我把我的过去都已经抹掉了。
And I'm never going to be tied to it again.
我也不会再被过去所捆绑。
Because God's grace is greater than my past.
因为神的恩典比我的过去要大得多。
And I'm never again going to allow you to hold me down because of that past.
我也绝对不允许撒旦你再把我捆绑在我的过去的罪孽上。
I'm never again going to refuse to serve because of my past.
我也不会因为我的过去而不再服侍。
I'm never again going to allow my marriage now to be affected by that past.
我也不允许我的过去影响我的婚姻。
I'm never again going to allow my relationships now to be affected by that past.
我也不允许我的过去再影响我跟人的关系。
This morning,
今天上午,
I'm asking God to make me free.
我求主释放我。
From my past.
从我的过去得释放。
I want His grace.
我需要主的恩典。
To restore me to the kind of hope that God promises to every one of His children.
能够重建我的未来，那神希望我成为他的儿女，我要成为神所希望的人。
I want to pray with those of you who have come. And as I pray, I want you to pray.
请来到台前的跟我一起祷告。
To ask God to do a work this morning in your life.
求主在我们的生命之中做工。
Dear God, this morning, you are greater than our sin and our past.
主啊，你比我的过去所犯的罪要大得多。
One brother has come forward to say, I want to repent of my sin.
我们的弟兄姐妹来到台前说，我需要对我的罪多悔改。
I know that I have sinned and I know that I am wrong.
我知道我做错了，我知道我犯了罪。
And this morning, God, I confess.
主，今天早上我认罪。
I am a sinner.
我是个罪人。
And I ask you to come and forgive my sin.
求主你来赦免我的罪。
To have mercy on me.
求你能够怜悯我。
And I believe you.
我相信主。
I believe you to transform my life.
我相信你能让我的生命得更新。
To forgive my sin.
能够原谅我的罪。
And to free me from that sin.
能够让我从罪中得释放。
And then God, I pray for each of our brothers and sisters who have stepped forward.
我为每一位走上前台前的这些弟兄姐妹们祷告。
For so long, Satan has held so many of us captive to our past.
很长时间，这个撒旦就让我们成为过去的罪的奴仆。
This morning, would you free them from that past?
今天早上我就求主，你能够让他们从罪过去中得释放。
Would you give them the faith to trust you?
让他们能够相信你，让他们有信心相信你。
To trust you that your grace is bigger than whatever sin it is that has held them to their past.
又相信主，你的恩典已经远远大过他们过去所犯的任何的错。
Give them a faith to walk away today.
给他们这样的信心，让他们离开的时候。
And to say, God,
能够说
I have given it to you.
我已经向你的头完全降服。我
把我的过去交给你。This morning I leave it here.
我把我的过去就放在这里。
And I am walking away free.
我是已经从最终得释放，轻松的走。
Would you give them that deliverance this morning?
主啊，就这样解救他们。
We believe you for your promises.
主啊，我们相信你的应许。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
On Friday night at the retreat, you can go back to your seat.
大家可以回去。
On Friday night at the retreat,
我们长执团曾经这个周末上个周末我们是有一个退休会，星期五晚上。
We had a bonfire.
我们有篝火晚会。
And Elder Pong invited anyone who wanted to write anything on a piece of paper and put it in the fire and burn it.
庞长老就邀请大家把心里想要烧掉的一些我们过去的过错过犯我们的罪也好想要任何想要不想要再对我们的生活再造成影响的这些东西写在一张纸上然后把纸扔到这个火里烧掉。
The fire marshal will not allow us to have a bonfire in the church.
当然我们教会里我们没法在这儿开烧起一堆火来。
So we can't do that this morning.
所以我们没有法子在教会里这样烧火把我们的过去给烧掉。
But if you came forward this morning,
但是如果你走到台前来,
or if you didn't come forward, but you really, really wanted to,
或者你当时你很想往前面来,但是你没有这么做,你是在自己的位置上。
This morning, would you just make a mental bonfire?
你可不可以在你的头脑里烧起一堆篝火?
That says, I'm not going to take that home with me.
你说我不,我这个过去,我不把它背在肩上再带回家了。
I came forward and I left it here.
我就走到前,台前,我把我的过去放在这儿。
I've given it to God and it's burned up.
我已经把这个过去交在神的手里，神把它烧掉了。
Now let me tell you something because I don't want to leave you with a false idea.
我想要跟你说一点，就让你头脑里不要有错误的一个观念。
Tonight.
今天晚上。
Tomorrow, next week sometime.
明天，也许下个星期的什么时候。
Those regrets are going to come back.
你那些懊悔又会回来的。
To the day he dies.Peter will never forget denying Jesus.
因为就像彼得，他即使在他死前，他生命的最后一天，他也不会忘记他曾经否认基督。
So the memories will come back.
所以这个回忆总会回来。
But here's what I want you to understand.
但是我想你要记住。
Can be different.
有些情况可以改变的。
To the day he died, when Satan would say, Peter, you remember when you denied Jesus?
彼得在生命的最后一天，撒旦还会来说：“你记得彼得，你曾经否认耶稣。”
To the day he died, Peter would say, "Yes, I remember that."
但是在彼得即使在生命最后一天，他会这样说：“是我记得。”
But do you remember that Jesus said?
但是你记得吗？耶稣说
：“And Peter
和彼得。”
The regrets will come back.
我们的后悔，我们这种懊悔还会回来。
But I want you.When they come back to say,
但是当你的懊悔回来的时候，你要说
，Yes, I did that.
是的，我的确那么做了。
Yes, it's in my past.
确实，我过去是做过这样的事。
But the God who turned Saul into Paul.
但是神已经把扫罗变为保罗。
The Jesus who said and Peter.
耶稣也跟他说，告诉门徒和彼得。
That is the same one.Who has freed me from my past.
这位主就是曾经让我从过去中得到释放的主。
And I will never again live in bondage to that past.
我也永远不在过去的捆绑之中生活了。
And God can turn your regrets into a beautiful vessel that will show His glory.
神可以把你的过去变为一个美好的器皿，能够让神的荣耀得彰显。
Dear God, I thank you for your promises.
亲爱的主，感谢你的应许。
I thank you that you can make us into new people.
感谢主，你让我们可以成为新造的人。
I pray for each one who stepped forward this morning.
我为走上前来的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
Would you pour your grace and peace into their heart?
你把你的平安、你的恩典都倾倒在他们身上。
Would you help them to feel the reality of your forgiveness?
要帮助他们认识到你是能够赦免的。
To know that you have freed them from the shame of their past.
让他们知道你已经把他们从过去的罪恶的羞耻之中解脱出来。
And that their future doesn't have to be tied to that past.
他们的未来不必要捆绑在他们的过去上面。
Give them that freedom, I pray this morning.
给他们这样的自由。
I pray in Jesus' name.